Well, Fastamai, good afternoon and welcome to Perspective. It is Beth sitting in for poorly Phil Gawn this week, and really, there was only one thing we could talk about. It's coming up to a week since ShopRite revealed they were selling all their stores to Tesco. So what does this mean for the Isle of Man? What does it mean for you? Over the next hour, we'll hear how the story broke, what the initial reaction was, and how people are feeling now that they've had some time to digest the news. Food security, the price of goods, what it means for Manx producers, all that and more before 1 o'clock. Well, let's just start, as they say, at the very beginning. The news broke just after lunchtime on Monday afternoon, and straight away there was a flurry of reactions. We're going to hear now from MHK's Claire Christian, Rob Callister and David Ashford, as well as some shoppers in Victoria Road ShopRite who hadn't all heard what was happening before they were spoken to by John Moss.
It's 2 o'clock, so we'll get the latest news now with Siobhan Fletcher. Fastamai, Siobhan.
Fastamai. Some breaking news for you this hour. ShopRite is selling its 9 stores on the Isle of Man to Tesco. The stores will remain trading as ShopRite during a transition period and then will be rebranded to Tesco over the next 9 months. The company has confirmed store employees will be transferred to become colleagues of Tesco.
My main concern is the fact that ShopRite has always supported Manx producers, so we do need to make sure that Tesco in the future fully supports Manx produce. I've written to the Chief Minister already this afternoon and I've asked him to withdraw the motion of removing work permits. More than ever, we need to make sure we're protecting Manx jobs. But I also would encourage the DEFA Minister to seriously look at how we can protect Manx producers. As island residents, we do need to support local businesses and, where we can, buy local produce. There are genuine concerns to be had around Tesco storing Manx produce in the future. And as I say, I would encourage the store to seriously look at its own policies, because now more than ever, we need to get behind our Manx producers and to be able to have that choice when we go shopping on the Isle of Man.
What we absolutely have to be really conscious is two areas, which is the first area is the work permit, which government are looking to relax temporarily the work permit. And this would concern me because while Tesco is obviously taking over, we're going to need to best protect these employees as much as possible and give them the best opportunity for Tesco to invest in upskilling them and Tesco not bringing in external employees for the more senior positions. Tesco will have very different management systems to ShopRite, I would have thought. So they'll be creating probably new roles. And I would hope that government would realise that this should be open to Manx workers first. And then the second area is obviously the local food producers. But local suppliers may now need to establish with Tesco if they need to get accreditation. If they do this, they could be quite costly, as this may include new equipment, resource, maybe different systems of work. So DEFA and DfE really need to step in and support the local suppliers of the businesses.
Concern I have is around local producers. There's not been any pledge, for instance, at the moment that the amount of local producers that had access to ShopRite will have the same access now it's being taken over by Tesco's. We constantly have the mantra from government over the last 20 years or so to buy local, but in order to do so, those producers and the suppliers need a route to market, and ShopRite has proved to be a very good route to market, particularly for some of the more smaller producers. I'm a bit concerned about whether that's going to be maintained or not under the current arrangements. Of course, one of my concerns is around the Competition Act, which got royal assent in 2021. 2 years on, the regulations needed under Part 6 of that Act to give the Office of Fair Trading powers in relation to mergers have still not come forward. And to me, that's a concern, because with the size of this merger, I think it is something that government should have been involved with just to negotiate and actually ensure that local suppliers do keep that route to market. The fact we've got that gaping hole in the legislation, despite the Act coming in, is a concern for me. It's not just the primary Act that's important, but any secondary legislation coming from that Act should be treated with equal importance and not as an afterthought.
Do you know that ShopRite has sold all its stores to Tesco?
Has sold them?
They've sold all 9 stores to Tesco.
ShopRite?
ShopRite has.
You're joking.
I'm not, no. You come here regularly, do you?
Yeah, we
ShopRite?
Do. Yeah, we do, yeah.
Is it your favourite store, or do you go to other stores as well?
We go to other stores as well, but it's mostly ShopRite.
Will it make a difference to your shopping? Will you still come here even though it's got a different name above the door?
No, it won't make any difference to us.
It's a surprise.
All nine stores. Did you know?
No, no idea.
First you've heard. Is this where you come regularly to
yes.
Victoria Road and
yes.
ShopRite? Mm-hmm. Will you continue coming here despite the fact it's got another name above the door?
Probably.
Because it's convenient.
Yeah, we live quite close.
Oh, wow.
Are you a regular ShopRite?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea.
All nine stores?
I had no idea.
Do you come here regularly to ShopRite?
I do, yes.
And will you still be coming here even though it's got a different name above the door?
Well, if the prices stay the same and the shelves stay stocked, I don't see why I shouldn't.
Yeah, I've heard about that, yeah.
Is it going to change your shopping habits? Are you still going to come here despite the fact it's got Tesco above the door?
Probably because it's the closest to where I live, so yeah.
We do actually shop Tesco.
So it won't really affect you?
No, not really, but it's sad for the island. It's a shame because it reduces the choice on the island that we're going to have.
But will you continue coming here?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I mean, absolutely. So I'll carry on coming here.
What's it changing to?
Tesco. Tesco are taking them on.
Are they?
All nine stores, yeah.
It's a bit sad, but it happens.
Well, the Manx government was quick to respond, having been given a few hours' notice before the story broke. Chief Minister Alfred Cannon joined us on breakfast the following morning.
These things are always a bit of a shock. We did get an early briefing from ShopRite, for which I'm very grateful. And yes, I'm saddened to see ShopRite. I think if you look at the positive side of this, I mean, you know, we should take heart that one of Britain's largest companies has seen fit to stay, not only remain on the Isle of Man, but do so in such a way by investing and purchasing a second major business. So I think that's a positive. I think for government, though, the concern automatically immediately turns to the people involved and what we can do to help them. And then clearly the second issue for us is the supply chain and how we can seek to support local businesses. So we're working on both those aspects at the moment, and those will be the key areas for us to concentrate on in the coming days. Aside from the fact government has to concentrate on the people, I think there's probably, well, from what we were told, about 60 people who potentially could effectively be at risk of redundancy. So we need to be concentrating, looking after them and making sure that to anybody impacted immediately is given support. And of course, we'll offer that as through the job centre. And we've made a direct offer to ShopRite to support staff if that is needed. And secondly, we have set up between the Department for Enterprise and the Department for Food and Agriculture a supply transition team. And that team's going to look at how we can work with Tesco to transition suppliers across. Of course, we've got a few months whilst this process is undertaken, and I hope that we will be able to reach out properly to Tesco's, have proper discussions with them, and see how we can move aspects of the supply chain across to their brand.
Does Tesco pay Manx VAT and tax?
Yes, it does. It does indeed. And that will continue. And obviously, they will take over whatever share that ShopRite are contributing at the moment. And obviously, how that is, you know, either improved or not in the future remains to be seen. But they do. I think the other critical point of this, I mean, whenever there's a significant restructuring of the market, and let's try and keep focused on some of the positives, is that, you know, first of all, you know, all the stores are being retained as far as we know at the moment. You know, and secondly, when this sort of restructuring takes place and a major player takes quite a dominant position, there's always potentially other opportunities for independent retailers to come through. And we, of course, in government and the Department of Enterprise will be encouraging local businesses. I suspect there may be one or two opportunities for independent retailers to review their position on the market. Of course, we'll look to give as much assistance from our perspective to them.
The impact this sale will have on local producers has been at the forefront of many people's minds this week, and one of the companies likely to be most affected is Robinsons. It's a big ShopRite supplier. 24 hours after the announcement, they released a statement.
The statement reads, Robinsons, a long-established and prominent local retailer, wholesaler and Manx produce supplier, looks to the future in light of ShopRite's recent announcement of the sale of its nine stores to supermarket giant Tesco. This unexpected development has prompted Robinsons to focus its efforts on ensuring the well-being of its dedicated employees within ShopRite stores and the local suppliers impacted by this transition. For nearly five decades, Robinsons has been a supplier of fresh fruit and vegetables
vegetables to ShopRite, along with fresh fish produce from the fish market and flowers, solidifying a long-standing partnership that has contributed significantly to the Isle of Man's economy. Notably, Robinson's has also operated its own stores on Cool Road and the Terrace, providing a wide array of products to the community. A significant portion of Robinson's supply chain has been sourced from Manx producers, including Allinson's Manx Produce in Jerby, the Neil family in Balaf, Starvey Farm near Peel, and Ballinowson Nurseries in Jerby. These local partnerships have been integral to supporting the island's agricultural ecosystem. John Hostas, chairman of Robinson's, expressed his immediate priorities, stating, "Our foremost concern is ensuring that our affected staff members are well taken care of alongside our local suppliers. On a personal note, our family has shared a special bond with the ShopRite family for nearly half a century. Rest assured, we have consistently strived to serve the best interests of the island." Managing Director Jana Hostas adds, "This transition signifies a substantial change for our family-run business, given our enduring partnership with ShopRite spanning over 50 years. Nevertheless, our commitment to promoting locally grown produce for the island's residents remains unwavering. We firmly believe that supporting the Manx economy is paramount, benefiting numerous local businesses in addition to our own. To that end, we will continue to expand our offerings of Manx produce through our stores and through our delivery and click and collect services. It's our hope that more locally sourced food finds its way to homes, restaurants, cafes and the government catering sites across the island."
Naturally, it's been a busy week for government, so it took us until Wednesday to speak to DEFA Minister Claire Barber, who suggested this move may not have been a complete surprise.
So I think there had been some awareness that ShopRite had been looking to sell for a period of time, but certainly the news that came obviously on Monday was not something that I was expecting in terms of Tesco having taken a purchase on all of the ShopRite stores.
From your perspective as the Minister of DEFA, what was your reaction to the news?
So I think a lot of the information really was unknown then and actually remains unknown now around what Tesco's will do in the longer run. Certainly the early conversations we have with Tesco's have been really positive. They're talking about wanting to ensure that local produce, local suppliers have got access into Tesco's. But obviously there's lots of pieces of that puzzle that need to be put in place, whether that be achieving SALSA accreditation, whether that be ensuring that the deal that can be agreed between the producer and Tesco's is right. From my perspective, that's absolutely where government can come in and support and work both with Tesco's and with those producers to support people to get to the right level to be able to supply to Tesco should that be what they want to do and should that be the right business decision for them.
When we say support, what kind of support are we talking about? Is it going to be advice? Will it be financial support in terms of being able to upgrade any equipment that might be needed, any licenses, all of those sort of things?
So it will almost certainly be a blend of all of those things. And we obviously provide grants already to allow people to work towards accreditations, to upgrade equipment. Those are things that we already facilitate within DEFA, and I know DFE also have schemes for the businesses that they support. But it will be about making sure that we're putting all of that into a timely manner in an easily accessible place, working with producers, providing perhaps workshops, providing that level of support that's needed to make sure that people are in a strong position and ultimately get themselves to a more certain position in what we know at the minute is a period of uncertainty.
Some of the producers that we've spoken to have said that in the past they've spoken to both ShopRite and Tesco actually about the price point at which they're able to enter their shops at not being really fit for purpose. And is there much room for government to be able to step in there and to either sort of subsidise some of the local suppliers so that they're able to make enough money to supply a store like Tesco?
I think in reality, subsidising on a per product basis isn't something that we're going to be able to do, because I think that from a public purse perspective wouldn't be the most responsible use of funds. But what we can do is we can support in terms of some of that capital support where there is investments in equipment, whether there is investments in training, for example, so that at least those costs aren't then needing to be apportioned against their recoupment costs. So there is a lot of unknowns, I think, in this, and that very much is what we're trying to fill that void at the minute, to provide a level of uncertainty resolution, I suppose, for want of a better word, because this has come as a shock to the majority of people. And obviously for some, that will mean a complete change potentially of their business models. And that's absolutely where I think government can support and facilitate and help to make this an easier landscape to navigate.
And a big question that we have been inundated with by our listeners is that of food security, because obviously we do live on an island. There are times when the boat can't go, and how are we going to be able to cope when, for example, Tesco can't stock its shops? Is there going to be any discussions around that?
That will be one of the elements that we discuss, but I mean, that's the same as our conversations previously with other stores as well. So one of the pieces of the food security work that we're looking at, and I know I've talked previously, I think on Manx Radio even, that food security is a number of different areas. So there's the day-to-day food security where the boat does go, and we know that actually the provider of the stores isn't actually the most important part in that, but it's about the ability to bring things in, the ability to have a number of different stores in a number of geographical areas that can support people in being able to purchase the right products or access the products. There's also the ability for people to access them based on the cost point, based on their own income, and the ability to be able to get products that actually provide the right nutritional value for them. And then you come to the piece that is what most people, I think, for them is food security, is what happens if something disrupts that normal position that we have, such as you say, the boat can't sail. That piece, and there's a number of elements around it. Some are around storage facilities, some are around the stocks that people hold in their own homes even, and some are around the stocks that are held with our supermarkets. So it's a piece of the jigsaw, but it's not the only piece of the jigsaw, and it would absolutely be something we'd seek to work with Tesco's to understand where they would fit within that, just as we did during COVID, where we worked with both Tesco's and ShopRite, who have different mechanisms for their supply chains, certainly in terms of storage and whether they're on island, off island. But Tesco's do provide local produce, as we know, and Tesco's are certainly very open to wanting to provide more local produce, but there are still the unknowns within that as to how that will play out.
And I think a lot of people will be thinking as well that government talks a lot about shopping local, but is it doing enough to actually promote that and make that possible for people in terms of making it affordable? We're currently in the middle of a cost of living crisis, and it's got to be affordable for the consumer, but then also for the producers and the suppliers themselves. So are we going far enough?
So, I mean, I always say buying local is a hugely positive thing. It's also more sustainable. It's far better for our climate emissions. We're not bringing stuff in. It makes more sense for us to consume what is produced locally. And I would always advocate for that. And I would also say that people talk about the price points. And there are, unquestionably, there are some premium products on the island that are at a higher price point, purely by virtue of the fact they are premium products. But there are also products that are absolutely at comparable levels. Now, of course, the more layers you put in terms of middlemen, the more expensive those products become. And, you know, there's a good number of farm shops where I stop at the end of someone's drive and put money in an honesty box and take the vegetables out that, you know, often are fresh out the ground that morning. The quality is absolutely exceptional and the price is absolutely fair. But I do recognise there is a challenge for some people in terms of the accessibility of that, depending on your geographical location, depending on your time, depending on whether you have cash. There are so many different elements. I think what's important is we look to have as many stores as we can across the island promoting and offering for sale local produce.
From a constituency perspective as well, you're not just the DEFA minister, you are also a constituency MHK as well. And you have the big Victoria Road shop right in your constituency and the Wine Right store as well. Have you had much reaction from your constituents about this news? How are they feeling about it?
So interestingly, no one has contacted me directly, but I have seen comments from people that I know to be constituents on Facebook, on Twitter, etc. And I think there's a real mixed feeling. And I think that probably really underlines that uncertainty. There are some people who perceive that this will be a positive, that there will be Tesco stores all across the island, that there might be more dot-com slots. There are other people who are concerned for how our local producers will get into the store. And I think all of those things represent actually the balance of risks and opportunities that exist when something like this happens and why that uncertainty exists. So for me, it's about government making sure we create a space where people are able to provide into Tesco's, should that be the right thing for them to do, but also look at those other opportunities, should that not be the right thing for them. And it's very much government acting as a facilitator in that regard.
Just before our interview, actually, I had an email drop into my inbox with a statement from the Manx National Farmers Union talking about their response. And their initial response, they say, is alarmed. And I think for a lot of people in that position, it's probably similar. So What can you as the Defa Minister do and say to reassure them?
So I was actually with members of the MNFU when the news dropped on Monday, and we had a brief conversation about some of the worries that exist for producers, certainly those producers where, for example, a majority of their product at the minute would go into ShopRite, and yet they don't have those links in with Tesco's, accepting sometimes when, for example, the boat doesn't sail, and they need to have far more consistency if that's to be a valid route for them to market. But actually, I think those are the really important conversations for us as government to have with producers and with the MNFU acting on their behalf, for us to then be able to take that conversation to Tesco, in that on the days when the boat doesn't sail, if they want to know those people are there to provide that product, they also have to support them year round. So those are the pieces of that jigsaw that I'm really keen that we put into place. And as I say, Tesco's absolutely open to conversation at the minute. They're showing a real keenness to have those local products in their store. And it's now about us making sure that we work with those people who are the producers who supply at present to ShopRite and those who supply at present to Tesco's, to make sure that we facilitate as best as we can the right outcomes for those producers and ultimately for us all here on the Isle of Man.
I'm sure you have a to-do list that is as long as your arm for dealing with this. What is next on your list in terms of discussions that you want to have?
The first thing has been around facilitating some form of workshops from a DEFA perspective, this is, because obviously there's DFE side. There's also some staff we know who are involved where MERS and DFE are supporting them. But from a DEFA perspective, it's about providing the support for workshops, facilitating the access into SALSA accreditation, understanding what that looks like so that we can make sure we're in the best place possible to provide the support that's needed for producers.
You're listening to Perspective on Manx Radio with Beth Espy. Today, taking a look at what the ShopRite sale to Tesco means for us here on the Isle of Man. I'll be back just after this. Welcome back to Perspective, where this week we're reflecting on ShopRite's decision to sell all their stores to Tesco. Now, I should say at this point that we have asked to speak to both ShopRite and Tesco to find out what the exact plans are. We haven't been able to do that yet, so all we know for certain is what was in the statement, that the acquisition of the 9 stores will bring the number of Tesco stores on the island to 10, including its existing store in Douglas. These stores will remain trading as ShopRite during a transition period, and they'll be rebranded to Tesco over the next 9 months. ShopRite store employees will be welcomed as colleagues of Tesco, where the focus will be on supporting them to continue and grow their careers. But we do also know that some jobs will go. Treasury Minister Dr. Alex Allenson was away at the Labour Party conference when he heard what was happening.
I'm shocked, to be honest with you. I happened to be over at the Labour Party conference when I got a phone call from the Chief Minister saying, sit down, please. So we had to find a quiet place to sit. And then he told us about the news he'd just been given by ShopRite, which was obviously going public later on that day. It wasn't on my radar at all that they were thinking of selling. And obviously that produces a degree of instability. It produces a lot more questions than answers. But what we're doing in terms of a government is working quite closely with ShopRite, but especially with Tesco, to understand how that may change the relationship and how that may also change the relationship with food providers, but importantly, customers also on the island. So the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture and the Department for Enterprise have been leading on this with negotiations with a whole range of people to understand the impacts this may have on a whole range of people right across our island.
It's interesting, isn't it? As you say, it did come to many people as a shock, but it's a private company. They had no need to tell you first.
No, absolutely. They did tell us before it went public, which I think the Chief Minister has thanked them for. You're quite right. They are a private company. We've seen exactly the same happening in the United Kingdom and across the world with the consolidation of large retailers. Some of them, unfortunately, we've also seen completely go out of business. And I suppose if you look at the various scenarios, ShopRite stopping trading would have been a far worse our outcome for the people of this island. What we've got, I see, is a vote of confidence by Tesco's, a major investment in the island, a major investment in retail and food provision in the island. But what we need to do is manage that transition and manage some people's quite justifiable fears and anxieties about that over the coming weeks by negotiation with those people involved.
I think one of the things that we were certainly questioned about, and the Chief Minister did talk a little bit about it when he was interviewed on Manx Radio, is whether Tesco pay tax and VAT over here, and are we going to be at a loss financially because of what's happened?
So the answer is absolutely no. We have a VAT sharing agreement. Now, obviously, for foodstuffs, there isn't any VAT on it. So that's immaterial, whoever sells it. But large retailers on the Isle of Man, whether that be Tesco, Marks and Spencer's, the Co-op, pay tax. It's at 10% on the Isle of Man. So the total amount from large retailers that the Treasury receive is in the order of £2.3 to £2.5 million a year. That's not just from Tesco's, but that's from the whole sector. Now, the fact that it's from one retailer that's now taken over the responsibility of the sales from another, I don't think would have any major effect in terms of the tax. But Tesco do pay the tax on the profits they make on this island.
There has been some guarantee for employees in the shops in ShopRite that they will go to the new Tesco stores. We do know, though, there are around 60 jobs potentially that will be lost at the head office. That is a financial burden for us.
It's only a financial burden for government and Treasury if they can't find work. We know that we have record low levels of unemployment and record high levels of vacancies. Again, lots of vacancies, especially across the retail sector and the logistics sector, which is what something that ShopRite excelled with when they were operating as a private company. So I certainly, when we've seen other companies, whether it be Ramsay Bakery or some of the banks lay off staff, they've been in a position to get new jobs fairly quickly. And certainly in terms of the benefits section, they have a lot of job advisors there, people who can look, if necessary, to help people retrain and get back into full employment. So whilst there is a risk, and as I said, whilst there is some anxiety and some concern out there, I'm confident given the buoyant economic situation we've got on the Isle of Man, particularly in terms of skills and employment, that these people will find jobs very relatively quickly.
For the shopper, though, there is, again, concern about prices. And I'm guessing there's not a great deal you can do about this. If Tesco comes over and they effectively have a monopoly, you can't tell them how to set their prices?
Well, Tesco will never have a monopoly. We actually, on the Isle of Man, for a small island, have a remarkable amount of choice here. There's other big retailers, such as Co-op and Marks and Spencer's. But let's not forget the independent retailers. I mean, the one take-home message from this is that if people are worried about not being able to get local produce, why don't you buy local? Why don't you go out there and support your local butcher, support your farmers market, support your local farmers by actually buying Manx produce? Government have been asking people to do this for ages. Why don't you actually vote with your wallet or your purse and actually see what's also available on your high street when it comes to foodstuffs?
But how well does government do in buying local and supporting local itself? Let's think about M&H sites, for example.
Yeah. We actually do very well, particularly when it comes down to food. So if you go into hospital and have a hospital meal, or if your children go to school and have school meals there, the vast majority of that food is certainly locally sourced, if not locally produced. So government do a huge amount in terms of supporting the local economy by its own procurement procedures. But wider than that, we support the local economy through a whole range of aspects in terms of financial schemes, but also the subventions behind things like the meat plant, the flour mill as well, and close negotiations and cooperation with a whole range of independent producers such as the creamery to help them export and actually market their products both domestically and internationally.
We're sort of several days on from the first announcement now. What conversations have taken place so far with Tesco?
I know that the Chief Minister is planning to meet with them and also the Deaf Minister and DfE Minister next week. We've had emails from them already in terms of their willingness to talk to local suppliers. They are coming into this with it very much an open book in terms of their ongoing negotiations and their ongoing relationship with the Isle of Man, which they're committed to. So we will be, you know, growing that relationship, obviously from just the one store to far more right across the island.
We say far more. Do we know exactly how many? Will they need 10 across the island?
Well, again, this is a private company, and it's not for government to tell them how many shops they should run or what hours they should open. But certainly, when you look at their business model in the United Kingdom, Tesco are known as an extremely good employer who provide a whole range of services to their local communities, which are really valued by those people.
If you just think about your own constituency, Ramsay, for a moment, obviously you've got the Clear Pharmacy, which is now in that ShopRite building. Do we know anything about the future of that?
Again, these are private matters in terms of the lease arrangements, and I'm not party to the way that the lease with the pharmacy has been separated with the lease from ShopRite there. But certainly in Ramsay, we've got three pharmacy sites, one of which is within the current ShopRite store. And I would imagine that when Tesco go in there, they'll we'll have a gradual transition. I don't think anyone needs to be afraid that there'll be some sudden change and sudden closures. What Tesco have already said that the, is that initially they'll be just rebadging the stores and then gradually getting more integration in terms of their supply chains, which hopefully will give far more choice for people on the Isle of Man in terms of the breadth of the products that they provide.
And with those supply chains, what power of persuasion do you think the Manx government has to encourage them to pick some Isle of Man products?
Well, again, the Department of Environment, Food and Agriculture have been doing that for many years, both in terms of Tesco, but also the Co-op and Marks and Spencers in terms of some of those big retailers. And that those efforts will continue. What we need to do is make sure that the products offered to Isle of Man people are of a certain standard and quality, but also encourage people when they're given a choice, whether they want to buy something that's been produced locally or something that may be a little bit cheaper that's come from halfway around the world, they make the right choice for themselves.
And have you had any discussions with local producers? Because several of them are quite concerned.
I personally haven't, but again, the Department for Environment, Food and Agriculture and the Department for Enterprise have been leading on this and approaching all the large local suppliers. And actually, I've got a whole range of meetings arranged over the next couple of weeks to take on board what their concerns are, but also what may be significant opportunities in terms of broadening out the range of outlets that they can sell from.
And the Enterprise Minister, Tim Johnston, admits that sitting down for talks with Tesco is going to be a priority. But with regards to what ShopRite has done in terms of selling all its stores, he says that's something they were fully entitled to do.
ShopRite's a private family business. It's a decision they've made and they have a right to make. They don't have to tell government about it, and they've gone ahead and they've done that.
Does Tesco's dominant position now in the local retail market worry the government?
We haven't had any dialogue yet with Tesco, so I think we need to understand what their plans are. Obviously, it looks very much like they're taking on all of the ShopRite shop at the moment. There is a concern. Clearly, ShopRite traditionally have always been a real traditional supporter of local produce. Tesco's have also, for example, been a great supporter of the dairy industry and milk, but we need to understand their longer-term plans, and we want to understand what their commitment is going to be to local produce, to local suppliers. So we're very keen to have that conversation. That's something we'll be looking to have very soon. So we understand what producers need to do, and if there's things they have to do to help, for example, with accreditation, we are aware that Tesco's accreditation levels are quite high. What can we do as government within DfE, within DEFA, to help businesses, help farms, help suppliers? Obviously, DEFA, we want to engage with them on that area, but we need to also understand Tesco's plans for the future. Clearly, they're making a long-term commitment here. I think that's positive, but we need to understand that piece about how they plan to integrate going forward with our local suppliers.
The support that ShopRite has given to events in the community over the years is also something that'll be missed, according to Dot Tilbury, the manager of the Isle of Man's children's cycling Team RL360.
I started with the children's cycling nearly 30 years ago, and right from the off, ShopRite quietly helped us. We used to do fundraising concerts, and they sponsored the club and the Manx Viking Wheelers. We had a lovely relationship with them, and the staff, when you went up, they were all very patient because they had to do the vouchers and everything, and they've helped us to raise the money in order to send all the children away. So, you know, they'll be missed so much on the Isle of Man for their generosity. And I have to say, they were very quiet about it. You thank them and everything, but they just kept it quiet and supported everyone. I hope that in the future there'll be somebody who'll take their place, but it's going to be a hard act to follow. As I say, I don't think people quite realise of the work that they did do silently in the background.
But it might not be all doom and gloom, though. Isle of Cider is a local producer that, after talks with both ShopRite and Tesco, decided not to sell its products in either store. CEO and founder Philip Jolly says his business is able to succeed in other ways.
For local producers that are currently supplying ShopRite, we would hope that Tesco's can honour their supply contracts and keep them going. On a more positive note, if Tesco's do honour the current supply contracts, that is potential that these small businesses can actually grow and get into more Tesco stores around the island, as well as hopefully going across into the United Kingdom as well. So it could actually be, in the long term, it could actually be really good for these small producers We have had conversations with Tesco's and ShopRite, both of which we actually got to a point where we just weren't happy with the price points. In the last 4 years, we've built up a really, really good local customer base where we deliver direct to the consumer, but we also supply the EVF garages, Tynwald Mills Deli, and also the wine cellar. What we found is that local stores will actually support local producers and actually will pay a fair price for your products, which keeps everybody happy, really. There are ways to get into the UK. We've actually sorted out off-island logistics shipping, so we can send stuff to the UK for home delivery. So there is hope out there that you can do it by yourself. Just use social media, just be yourself and be different, and people will love you, and just go where you're valued. It's the sort of the message, I think, from us.
Well, local authorities around the Isle of Man have also been reacting this week to the news that Tesco has bought all 9 ShopRite stores, looking at it from a local authority point of view. Peel Commissioner Hazel Hannan and First Ramsey Commissioner Rob Cowell have been sharing their thoughts with us.
I'd hope to say not much will change. I think the reality of it is that change will come. ShopRite's been part of our community for decades, long decades, probably 50 years, and we have to thank them for that service. It's very early days in the process, and the offerings that ShopRite make, I imagine, will change through Tesco's hands. I think they're known for value, and I think that's always got to be welcomed, especially in the times that we're living at the moment, you know, cost of living crisis, and if we can bring a benefit to people's pockets, then I think that's got to be something of benefit to the community. ShopRite has supported 350 local suppliers. That's now surely at risk, supporting local charities each year, which I'm hopeful Tesco's will continue.
Concern for the producers, both farmers and vegetables producers, who were able to sell into the store. That's the main concern. Tesco and me go back quite a long way, because I was Minister for Agriculture when Tesco came in, and they then promised that they would use Manx produce that was available. So I'm concerned for the street. I'm concerned for the workers, although I'm told that their jobs are secure for the moment. We don't know what's happening and whether they'll be kept open and whether the prices will remain competitive, because it's going to be a monopoly now, as we don't have any monopoly legislation.
So we've heard a lot of reaction from a lot of people, but what about farmers? How do they see things panning out now for their industry? Kiri Kermode is one of our Countryside presenters. She also happens to be a farmer and works for Isle of Man Meats.
Yeah, it's been quite a surprise. ShopRite has supported the local farmers for many years in one way or another. As times have moved on, business has become more apparent where they have to make margins and keep a business going. So there has been maybe a shift in how they buy and purchase and what they sell within the stores. But it's always sad to lose another Manx. Well, originally, the people are Manx, aren't they? A Manx owned and raised store. So, but with it, there could come opportunities. I'm ever the optimist. So yeah, I'm not so sure which way it'll go.
And I think that's the thing, isn't it? We don't quite know yet. We don't know the final plans and how it's actually going to look. And I suppose that uncertainty, it doesn't sit well with people.
No, that's true. There's a lot of small producers of various products on the Isle of Man. It definitely has grown the foodie scene more recently. And I think ShopRite has been supporting them quite well. So there is a worry. With Tesco, there comes a lot of auditing. I know from Isle of Man Meat's perspective, there's BRC, which is British Retail Consortium standards. These are huge expenses and huge hoops to jump through. So whether every little business can do these, that's another side of it. So it's just cutting out maybe some of the small producers straight off. So it's a bit of a worrying time for those.
And obviously there was the issue with Manx Meat in Tesco for a while. It obviously is stocked in there now. So there shouldn't technically be any issues with that looking ahead.
No, it could be an opportunity to stock more Manx meat around the island in more stores. I'm not sure if they're going to keep all of the 9 stores. It is, like I say, an opportunity to reach other audiences. People shop locally in Peel. Peel people would maybe not leave Peel and shop there. So it could be an opportunity to continue buying Manx, because I know that ShopRite did stock a lot of Manx meat as well.
I think we've spoken before many times about just how difficult it is being in the farming industry in 2023. What do you see as the immediate future if we look to the next couple of years or so?
farming has changed rapidly in the short space of time I've been involved. It went from production headages where we were paid to a support payment to produce food, to produce beef, lamb and pork at quite high numbers. Now it has come right round where the support and agro-environmental schemes, which I'm all for a balance, absolutely, where it's come from food production. But the population has grown in this world, and I do fear that, you know, whether globally we can keep up with food production. So more recently it has been around planting trees and other initiatives, which is great, but we can't take our eye off the ball of food production as well. We're going to have to be careful. So locally it has changed. There's a lot of wealthy landowners that have maybe taken back the farms to do their own thing within the agro-environmental scheme, which has possibly taken out some of the younger people.
Do you think there are many younger people who actually think, do you know what, farming, there's a career I'd quite like for myself?
Farming is a way of life. It is a great industry to be involved in. It is a lot of hard work, but the initial cash outlay now is quite a lot, and banks maybe won't stand with young people as they did maybe 40, 50 years ago. It is something to be really proud of, producing great animals, great livestock. It shapes the Isle of Man. It makes our beautiful countryside. It is what keeps it as well as it is. We're a UNESCO biosphere, you know, it's been achieved by generations before us. So it's something we want to look after and preserve, but it comes at a cost as well.
And how well do you think people on the island understand just how fundamental the farming input to keeping our countryside the way it is, what a role that plays?
I think the local people are very good to support local farmers, and more so recently with food miles and climate change issues that have been raised. That, you know, they really do try and get behind where they can. They want to understand the story. They love the island. It's a great place to live. It is a secure, safe place to raise children. You can and know who grows your food locally. You can meet the farmers. It's all these opportunities that we do have. And I think the support hasn't gone unnoticed. The farmers do appreciate it. But going forward, we've got to remember it's a cost of living crisis in some parts. Not everybody can afford meat, or even some of the vegetables can be quite expensive. But where they can, they do support. So, you know, we want to thank the people for that as well.
One of the questions this has thrown up is this notion of food security and the fact that, obviously, what happens if the boat doesn't sail? We don't, again, know what Tesco's plans are in terms of warehousing and keeping stock over here. But I guess that is one of the key messages, that we do produce enough over here. I guess, would we produce enough over here to be able to feed everyone if we needed to?
Well, probably not, to be honest. The numbers of farming is diminishing year on year. In the milk industry, there's 35 farmers only a couple of years ago. There's 29 now. Yes, okay, they could be raising more litres per farm, you know, to make up the shortfall of the farmers missing, but it's the generations to come after them. There is not too many young people coming into the agricultural industry, as much as young farmers is very active, but many of them are non-farming people. And having the opportunity, like I said before, to get land and get the chance to get started.
I was thinking about Jeremy Clarkson and his farming programme, and I wonder, on the one hand, I think that has done amazing things in terms of raising the profile of just how difficult it is to be in that industry. Would it persuade me to do it? I don't know.
This is it. It's the hours that goes into it. Many young people have gone to university and gone to the bright lights from agriculture. They've gone for a better wage maybe and less hours. But Jeremy Clarkson has done an awful great job of, you know, raising the awareness of what goes into agriculture, the food production, the costs of it. Like I said earlier, it's a way of life. You know, you're working sometimes in the winter months, and you're thinking, why am I doing this? I could be sitting in a nice warm office somewhere. But it's what you're born and raised to do. It is, like I say, it's a great industry. But a lot of people in Ireland now have maybe a day job and part-time farming. That seems to be quite a trend. So you've got a wage that can sort of support your farming business, whereas one time farmers were able to employ many people within their estates or their farming enterprises, support for people from the villages and supply an awful lot of food. It's just the numbers now that maybe not there to do the great production and quantity that we really need to support, like, our island.
Would you ever consider something else?
I love my job. I love farming. It's a great way of life. There is some really tough days and some really hard decisions to make, and you do have to go without sometimes. No, I really enjoy it.
And where do you think that come from? Is that just being in the family and it was just never really considered that you do anything else?
Oh, yeah, it's been in the family, fifth generation farmer, so I suppose it's something, as a young person growing up, you were running around with your granddad on the farm and your parents, and you enjoyed it and you've seen the hard work, and you only get out what you put in. So if you want to be successful, you really have to dig in and put the hours in. It's the same in any job. If you're a career person, you do go harder to progress within yourself and your lifetime, and it's a lifestyle. Yeah, I say we work hard, but then October is one of our more quieter months, so you could get a holiday if you wished, or we like to go off to the sheep sales and buy new stock to replenish for the coming year. It's really, really good. You make some great friends and friends for life, and I would encourage young people to get into it if they can or if they have the opportunity. I think governments will in future support schemes to get young people involved of one way or another, because at the end of the day, we still need food.
What if somebody's listening and they're thinking, actually, maybe this is a career I'd like to explore? How easy would it be if you've really got no farming connections?
It would be difficult. It really would. I know the Department of Agriculture, the ladies in the desk are really great people to chat to, and they could put people in the right direction. Even just swinging by onto a local farm and saying, you know, I'm interested. Farmers are more than happy to help and support. We are a small community, and there isn't too many farms on the islands. Lots of smallholders that do eggs and poultry, and some small sheep keeping. It's a great way to start, to go and get experience. I know that there's some have open days. Go along and see if you can get involved or enjoy it. Like I say, some days are absolutely amazing. The sunshine on the hills or the lowlands on the Isle of Man. It's a stunning place, isn't it?
And sometimes you've seen the farms that have the open days and how popular they are. I mean, that's a great way, I suppose, of diversifying your own financial income, but actually just giving people a glimpse of what goes on.
Yeah, opening your gates. We do Open Farm Sunday within our family business in June, and even adults ask such basic questions, and it is great to hear them and great to give them the knowledge that they're looking for. It's the unknown. Like, education is a huge part of what agriculture needs to do to show where the food comes from, how it's grown, how it's raised. There's so many questions adults have that they should know, but they have never maybe had rural science lessons or agricultural lessons or even food lessons at school where the basics are taught. And I think we really need to go back to basic education on food production.
You were saying, obviously, the farming community, a very small one here on the Isle of Man. You gave us your thoughts to the news of Shoprite selling to Tesco. Have you had any conversations with other people, what the general feeling is?
Yeah, apprehensive. They do fear that we'll just be overtaken by imported products, and they'll continue, and the small local producer won't get a look in anywhere. I know the dealings that we've had at Isle of Man Meats with Tesco have been very good. They're very supportive of local produce. So, you know, we need to have conversations if we can strike deals with these people. It's not a no to start with, so you've got to remain positive in the hope that you can get more in there. You see them as a big bad beast, but they're only human at the end of the day, and I'm sure they'd want to support this island.
And in terms of people supporting their own island, again, we talk a lot about buying local produce. How well do you think that message is getting across? Are you seeing it happen more? Are people voting with their purse or wallet?
I do feel local people are supporting Manx. They really are trying to get behind it. The food and drink festivals, agricultural shows. You do hear people saying, oh, I use my local butcher now since the pandemic. It really made people focus on how global shipping of materials doesn't always work. The chain can be broken very easily. We're very vulnerable when it's coming from further afield. You know, we've got real problems away in the world. Starvation, there's all sorts of really terrible things happening that we need to look closer to home. We need to look after what we've got on our doorstep. And people know that, and the pandemic has really reiterated that.
I think what's really heartening, though, talking to you, Kiri, is that after the initial shock, I think a lot of people felt that actually this might not all be bad news. And as you keep saying, there could be opportunities, certainly from a farming point of view, and Isle of Man Meats as well.
Yeah, I really do think we've got to talk more. We've got to work with the people that are selling our products. Everybody has to win. You know, they've got to have a fair share. They're a business at the end of the day, so are we. And without the support, we as farmers wouldn't be here. We need a circle that definitely works, but we have to take a living from it.
And as you say, October a little bit quieter. You off to any sheep sales soon?
We are indeed. At the end of the month, we've got a couple coming up. So it's always great to see what stock's there, and it gives you hope for another year ahead.
Kiri Kermode. So, A lot to think about, and questions about the ShopRite sale are going to be asked in Tynwald this week as the Parliament meets for the first time after the summer recess. And hopefully very soon we will be able to bring you the details from Tesco themselves about what's going to be happening and when. Thank you so much for your company. If you missed any part of this programme, you'll be able to download it as a podcast from your favourite podcast provider. Hopefully Phil will be back in the chair next week. So until next time, goodbye.